some new shelter. Somebody could really make something out of that, don't you think?
Yeah.
Paint your house, paint your bed.
Paint the Barney on the wall and you have a great little playroom.
Painting privileges have been removed.
Smooth strokes. Up and down. Paint.
Talking paint projects here at Rosie on the House with Eric, Gary, Wayne, and Jackie all on hold. We have one open line if you want to sneak in. We're here with Doug Karras of the Arizona Paint Company. But before we go to the callers, we've been trying to explain how to paint stucco for the first half hour of the show. We still haven't gotten through that yet, so let's finish that. We have assessed the house. We have power washed the house. We have repaired the cracks to the stucco, and we have primed it if necessary. Now we're getting ready to paint the stucco. Talk through proper painting of stucco.
Okay, so the proper painting technique would be we would spray everything, we do everything horizontally and vertically, and we have a guy right behind the sprayer back rolling in the paint into the stucco. And when he's back rolling, he's dipping, you know, a roller into a 5-gallon bucket and putting more paint on there and making sure it's put on evenly so the paint gets evenly so there's no missed spots, so the texture isn't lighter and darker in certain areas. You do that. That's one coat right there. Now you want to give it at
so
least.
So you've taken the airless sprayer, mm-hmm. and you've moved horizontally, top to bottom,
yep.
and then vertically left to right. So you've coated the wall. You've put two thin layers of paint mm-hmm. on, and then another guy with a roller is painting a layer of paint on. So now you've got three layers of product on. But that's
one coat.
That's
exactly.
One coat.
Exactly. So now you need to give that paint at least, you know, always check the label on the paint can, but dry time is typically 4 to 6 hours before you go back and do the same thing again for a second coat. And that's two coats. So if you're getting estimates and you're getting one estimate that is way, way higher than the other ones, make sure you talk about the process and make sure that you're actually getting apples to apples and not one person doing one coat compared to another person doing two full coats.
There you go. Romy, let's get to some of these calls. Let's go to Jackie first, been holding the longest. Thank Jackie for their patience and get their question. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Yeah, I need some advice.
Okay.
I live in a house at North Phoenix. It's 2,200 square feet. Was built in 1979. We bought it 14 years ago, and it had just been remodeled. And everything was stuccoed. It was a beautiful white stucco. The house, the backyard, the fence, everything is stucco. Everywhere you look. And now it's deteriorating everywhere. The maintenance. Unfortunately, my husband got sick, and we haven't been able to keep up with the maintenance. I need to sell this house this year, and I'm wondering, this is just, to me, overwhelming, the amount of work that needs to be done to repair the stucco. What am I looking at?
Oh, boy. I think we can just say, Jackie, I think your best bet is just call Doug. Doug, what's the number?
Yes, call us at Arizona Painting Company. The number is 602-648-3071.
Get out there. Take a look at it. It sounds like she's been quite a while between paint mm-hmm. jobs, talking a little bit about what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, the deterioration that stucco will go through mm-hmm. when it's not protected by a raincoat. That the paint really is the stucco's raincoat. And if it's not raincoated, it's going to deteriorate.
Yep, exactly. Call us, have one of our estimators come out there, meet with you. We can take a look at it, and we can assess the situation. If it's more stucco than work than we can handle, we always have a lot of stucco companies we can refer to make sure that they get the stucco work done first, and then we can come in and paint after.
What do you think holds up better? It sounds like to me with stucco everywhere's white. She's mm-hmm. she's kind of in what I'm picturing something pretty Santa Barbara-ish,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Are you? Smooth,
probably smooth or sand finish.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you think holds up better, that smooth stucco or the heavy skip trowel texture?
Heavy skip trowel texture is what we find holds up a lot better. And
I don't know if it holds up better, but it hides the defects. Yeah,
absolutely,
better, right?
That's the next thing I was going to say. That smooth stucco texture is harder to work on. It shows all the defects. It's a lot more difficult to work with.
And then if you do allow that particular smooth surface to deteriorate to a point, patching it. And not making it look like one giant patch job is a big job.
Yeah, it's very difficult. I wouldn't recommend homeowners try to do that themselves, usually because you have to really make sure you're experienced doing it, but also use, again, the right type of stucco or cement pack, you know, patch.
Okay, well, let's stay with the calls here for a minute so we can jump through a couple of them, and then I want to start talking through, okay, we've talked through painting stucco. How about painting exterior wood? How about just painting drywall inside the house? There's tricks and tips to that as well. Let's go to Gary calling from Tucson. Good morning, Gary.
Hello, yes. Thank you for taking my call, and you have a great program.
Thanks, Gary.
I have an unusual question about paint alternatives. Back in the 50s and 60s, we used to paint houses like red clay brick houses, etc., with the classic lime whitewash and or a cement gray-green wash. And it seemed to be very economical and very durable, but I don't know that it sealed the clay brick particularly had to be sealed. It soaks up water like a sponge.
Right.
That's still a viable alternative or a... What would be the problem with that?
I don't, Doug, you're not old enough to answer that question. You don't
know. No, I'm not.
You don't even know what he's talking about, do you?
I'm not. That was before my time. I'd have to ask my dad about that one, I think.
Gary, calling from Tucson, is asking a question. Back in the 50s, we used a lot of lime-based paint, and really all it really was a whitewash. Gary, we're not currently using that. I mean, you can probably order it custom from a paint company, but there's so many other better products that hold up better, do the job better, seal better, apply easier, cleaner. I would just tell you, down in Tucson, get a hold of James Cruz at New Frontier Painting. Have him get a PPG rep out there. Take a look at what you want to get done and take a look at what today's products can be. Boy, paint has gone through a huge transition in my lifetime. You've probably only ever grown up with water-based, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, there's an oil-based back in, you know, different parts of the country still getting used a little bit, but here in Arizona, you know, it's completely, almost going completely out.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's all water based to speak of now, but remember when you don't remember, but when the industry was out, when they were outlawing the oil base, what problems we had coming up with a water based paint that would really hold up the way we were accustomed to all the oil base. I want to say, and the industry probably won't be happy with me here, but it's behind us now. There was a 10-year period there where we were really fighting, trying to get all the VOCs out of paint and all the oil out of paint and make it the acrylic, and we had our struggles back then.
Yeah, it is going a long ways. I mean, they're starting to come up with a lot more paints to make sure that they're going to be durable, even though they don't have the oil-based materials in there.
All right, from there, we're going to jump up to Cave Creek. Boy, we're going all over Arizona today. We talked to Eric. Good morning, Eric. What's your paint project?
Oh, good morning, Rosie. Great show.
Thank you, sir.
I redid my house about 10 years ago, remodel, and I used elastomer stucco. And while before the stucco guys put the stucco on the house, we poured Dunn Edwards paint into the stucco itself.
Okay.
So my question is, I'm trying to budget for a repaint. How often do you have to repaint something like that? I'm at 10 years, and I did the rag test, and it seems to be okay.
Okay. All right. Next thing I would ask you to do is do a water test. See what the water does. Does it bead up and run off the surface, or is it actually absorbing into the stucco? And the other thing is just a good visual inspection and see how the paint's holding up as it hits other adjoining dissimilar materials, the barge rafters, the wood trim, the fascia, the window frames, the door frames. Doug, what would you coach them through here?
Yeah, I'd really just, like Rosie said, you know, test it first with a rag or with your hand for chalk, and then really take a good walk around your house. Make sure, because different sides of the house are going to get more sun, and, you know, your front of your house may look great, but the back side or the right or the left side may start to be really faded. So really do a good visual inspection. If you start to have a lot of fading, it's going to be time to paint pretty soon.
Okay, it's a medium brown. There is no fade on the sun side. And I would hate to have you guys, I want you guys to do the paint. I hate for you to come out to an estimate and I have 5 more years left on it.
Well,
so
I mean, if
I'll do the water test.
Yeah, do that. But if you're at 10 years, I'd recommend within the next probably 6 months to a year, at least have us come out. We're fine with telling you, though. If you got another couple of years out of it. Yeah, it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. We're happy to come do an estimate. And we'll tell you, if you got another couple of years before you need to paint, then, you know, we'll tell you that.
I'd like to.
Was that a good thing to do for the paint in the stucco before I applied it?
You know what, Eric? That was the next thing I was going to ask. I was in the stucco business for a long time, and I've worked as a painter in the past. I'm not familiar with actually taking the paint product and dumping it into the stucco. I'm going to be curious to learn more about what exactly plaster product you put on.
It's elastomer. Is it like a newer type elastomer? They said you can't do it with standard stucco. It had to be an elastomer stucco.
Yeah.
Some kind of synthetic. So, all right, I'll have the guys come out and do an estimate. And
there's products called Stowall or Dryvit. Does that ring in any bells, those product names?
You know, 10 years ago, I got to look at my records. I wouldn't remember. I just know it was like a synthetic elastomer. That's what he said. It's special. It's not standard. And let's pour the paint in. I go, okay. And
well,
it looks pretty good.
We've captured your phone number. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to ring you back later this week and just beg you to look up that information, only because I'm curious. It's just I can add that to my database because I'm not familiar with the paint being poured directly into the stucco mix.
We are big fans of colored block and coloring the cement product so you have your finish, your paint, and your color and your product done at the same time. Just don't have any frame of reference on what product you use.
And we do a lot of integral color stucco, but it has its problems too. It stains pretty bad and fairly easy. So that's another reason I'm a big fan of painting it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. All right. Can we move inside? We've talked our way through the proper application of paint on exterior stucco walls, but there's a lot of tricks about painting interior drywall as well that make the job go a lot smoother as well as look a lot better. Talk us through it. We've got about 30 seconds here just to kind of get them set up, and then we'll come back and talk them through how to do it.
Okay, so anytime if you're painting a bedroom, bathroom, anything inside, first thing you want to do is make sure you cover the floors, move all your furniture to the middle of the room or out of the room if you can, and make sure everything's covered really well. That's the number one most important step that a lot of homeowners
don't do. Take the time to do it.
Yes, exactly.
And don't use plastic on the ground where you're walking.
Nope. We recommend using drop cloths there so you can walk, you know, right on a surface where you're not going to rip the plastic and then potentially get paint all over your tile or your carpet.
And then the other issue that was always the case for me is if you spill or you have a little splatter on the plastic, then you're walking across it, then you're picking that paint up, and then you're walking down the hall to go get like another rag or something, and you're taking that paint through whatever other rooms. So the cotton drop cloth on the ground actually catches the paint and keeps you from tracking it through the rest of the house.
Yep, exactly. And also carry a wet rag or two with you anytime you're going to start painting, because it's inevitable, especially if you're not that experienced, you're going to get paint on your fingers, your hands, on something.
Just have them in your back pocket. Yep. One wet, one dry all the time.
Exactly.
More with Doug Karras of the Arizona Paint Company when we get back with Rosie on the House.